coming at you from a random hotel room in Regina, Saskatchewan. This is the Recency Bias. See? All those times I told you I was coming from the attic in the center of the universe in Toronto? It was for this moment, when I do the Recency Bias from the road, and you need to know where I'm at. Yep, in Regina. Meanwhile, your Montreal Canadiens back from the All-Star break. They're in St. Louis. Take on the Blues. Pretty solid team, though. Up against a lot of competition. Blues bring a 30-18-3 record into the game. It's only good for a third in the Central, which is pretty crazy. But tough competition out in the West. Say Habs coming back from an All-Star game break, All-Star game that featured just one Hab. Probably one Hab too many, but hey, I'm not here to take any of the shine off Carey Price. I already said my piece on that anyway. Hope you enjoyed maybe your Habsless weekend. Maybe you watched the All-Star game, and hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did, games, whatever it is that they do now. I watched a little bit on Sunday. Can't say I was following all that closely. Of course, I was there for the Kit Rock, like most of us. So, point is, we're back in action. The capital of Saskatchewan. Unfortunately, for your Habs, back in action means another loss. 3-1 loss. A game that saw right off the chop. I don't know if this is controversial, but Jordy Benn, healthy scratch. Joe Morrow slots in because why not? I mean, honestly, Jordy Benn certainly made some mistakes. The games leading up to the All-Star game, they lost to the Canes. That game was stupid, but still. It's, you know, I don't know. I think I saw in the rabbithabs.com recap of the game from our deputy editor, Ian Boisvert. He called it a lateral move. I tend to think Jordy Benn on a day-to-day basis is better than Joe Morrow, but I don't know that it's anything for us to get too excited about one way or another. Jordy Benn, as I say, slots in, slots out, Morrow in. And unlike that last game before the All-Star break, Habs actually looked ready for this one. They outshot the Blues 11-0 through most of the first period. Then, with about 3 minutes to go in the period, not only do the Blues get one shot on Price, they get about eight in the final 3 minutes. Taking away was a very dominant period for the Canadiens. And once the Blues seemed to have found their legs post-All-Star break, they pushed ahead of the weaker opposition in your Montreal Canadiens. 4 minutes, 30 seconds into the second period, Carl Alsner screens Carey Price, and it is 1-0 Blues, and my Twitter timeline blows up. Carl Alsner just not popular with Montreal Canadiens fans. Listen, I mean, these are the big names all taking shots following that goal on my Twitter timeline. Andrew Berkshire tweets, Habs should put Alsner on their PP and just tell him to defend the other four Habs. I see what he did there. Arpin Basu, Carl Alsner keeps backing up, backing up, backing up, back, back, back. Eric Engels, gap control, dot, 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 in brackets, Carl Alsner. And yeah, that wasn't a great play by Petrie at the line. Barbashev scores 1-0 Blues. François Gagnon, Carl Alsner n'aide pas la cause de Carey Price sur les buts de Blues, mais le gardien de CH doit effectuer l'arrêt sur ce très bon tir, which, to translate, Carl Alsner didn't help Carey Price's cause on the Blues goal, but the goalie has to make a save on that one. I don't know. I feel like Alsner did about everything he could to ensure the Blues get a 1-0 lead at that point. And guess what? They'd carry that forward. St. Louis outshoots the Habs 14-10 in the second period. It does come out 1-0 because Carey Price, the Habs' lone all-star, was pretty good in this one, to be honest. Too many men penalty in the third leads the Blues to get more men. That's a power play, as they call it. Of course, Habs now down 2-0. St. Louis at third. But just to give us something to cheer about, especially as we try to continue to make this nickname catch, and to all those out there who are participating and pushing my agenda forward, thank you. And Chud thanks you. Charles Huneau notches his 7th of the season and robs Hutton of a shutout for the Blues. But that was all she wrote. Canadians fall to 20-24-6. And now that we're past the All-Star break, it's time to start checking in on those on the record more regularly, because we're in tank mode now. At least the Recency Bias podcast is officially registered in tank mode. Which means, hey, a loss to the Blues, if you're watching that way, it's not a bad thing. Habs now 6th in the Atlantic Division, 14th in the Eastern Conference, and 27th overall of the 31 teams in the NHL. Who's behind them, may you ask? Sure, go ahead. Who's behind them? Vancouver, Ottawa, Buffalo, and Arizona. We can do the work. It's going to be hard to get behind Buffalo and Arizona. But I think the boys can do the work and still fall behind Vancouver and Ottawa before this thing is over. Speaking of falling behind, checking out some other scores from the NHL. The Sens, as I say, remain behind the Canadians because they lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 2-1 on Tuesday night. Penguins beat up on the Sharks by 5-2. Count Devils. They beat the Sabres 3-1. Panthers over the Islanders by a 4-1 score. Wild beat the Blue Jackets in a shootout 3-2. 3-1 sees the Ducks beat the Bruins. Blackhawks, they edge the Predators 2-1. What else we got going on? Kings, they blanked the Lightning. The Stars. Lightning scores coming up next. Let's not get excited. Kings beat the Stars 3-0. Jets. They beat Tampa 3-1. Golden Knights double up on the Flames. Interesting game. The Flames led 2-1 with like 2 minutes left. But Vegas cannot be stopped. They go into the Saddle Dome, as I say, beat the Flames 4-2. And I believe that's all she wrote from Tuesday night action in the NHL. That'll do it for this episode of the Recency Bias from Saskatchewan. Find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. You can see a lovely picture from my hotel room in Saskatchewan to really give you kind of a multimedia experience with this episode of the Recency Bias. At the Montreal Bias, of course, which is no longer an XFL podcast. The rebrand, it went well, but we realized with nothing happening for 2 years, we should probably push the hockey thing a little while longer. And of course, at Rabbit Habs, so that you know when our guy, Ian Boisvert, posts his post-game, it'll pop right up on there. As you're reading through all the post-game tweets, boom, you know when you got the reliable Ian Boisvert coming at you with his post-game recap of the game. We'll have the forum up this week. This week in the forum on rabbithabs.com, debating trading Shea Weber. I can tell you, the contributors over at rabbithabs.com strongly pro moving Mr. Weber. So you can pay attention to that coming your way. Till next time, from somewhere in Canada, take care.